It's 32.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it on repeat?
Yes.
I had the wrong duh. We're having a production meeting here at the beginning of Sportsy Talk.
Hey, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. And with me, Jim the Poet. Yay. You know, every time I hear Young Legs Sportsy Talk theme song. And thank you again to Young Legs for that.
We just need to contact Young Legs and ask for a copy of that on CD.
So
and before the show, she's like, find it, where is it?
There's probably a way to burn that ourselves.
I mean.
Okay, but anyway, every time I hear it,
Young Legs, if you're listening.
Every time I hear that song, I hear something new in it.
What did you hear this time?
It's Aaron Hernandez, Save Yourselves.
Yeah.
Ron,
well, he got off this week, didn't he?
He got off. Aaron Hernandez, time-traveling serial killer and former Patriots NFL player, already serving life in prison for a couple of murders. Some murders that he did. I think he shot his fiance's sister's fiance or something.
Cousin,
in the face, whatever.
Odin, yeah. Odin Lloyd, something like that.
Yeah, killed him.
Yes, he is in fact dead.
Got convicted, went into prison. He was on trial for two other murders.
Yes, it was like someone spilled a drink on him at a drink on him at a club.
And then they
thought maybe he had murdered those guys because they
got shot in the face from a car shortly afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it was soon afterwards.
Very soon.
But he was framed.
Well, he was in the car, but they think maybe he didn't do the shooting, so... Or anyway, the jury didn't think he did the shooting.
So you mean the Patriots were able to? We're closer to getting the Patriots to pick him back up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good to me. He was one of my favorite players before he murdered everybody.
How long does he stay in prison if he's in for life? It's like 20 years or something. So what do we be?
No,
when
I think
when he gets out, he'll be 54.
I think he already has life with no chance of parole
I was going to say because if he was 54 when he got out, Tom Brady would still be playing.
Yeah, he doesn't eat strawberries, and therefore Tom Brady can play forever.
Tom Brady has a food service now. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
TB12,
I would eat that.
Because Tom
whatever
Brady
it is.
No, you wouldn't eat that.
I would eat it.
We're going to order some, and we'll eat it here, because we're checking on stadium food.
We're foodies.
Yeah.
Bronwyn and I.
What kind of garbage is that?
Martha
left you a bag of Tostitos.
Yeah.
Hint of lime Tostitos.
Just a hint of lime. Not too much lime.
Don't eat those on the air.
I can't eat them on the air?
No, they're going to make crunchy noises.
And people love crunchy.
No, they don't. Don't do that. I'm going to turn your mic off. I turned your mic off.
Man, I don't care.
I know you don't care. Put those away. Oh, my God.
They're so good, though.
No, they're not. They're terrible. So Tom Brady eats an all-plant diet.
Is that true?
Yeah, and he has a special chef that cooks for him. And
what do you mean? He doesn't eat, like, hamburgers and stuff?
No, he doesn't eat anything except, like, plants. He only eats plants.
Does that mean no cheese?
Yeah, no cheese.
What?
No fish.
What?
He eats plants.
I ain't eating any of that.
He eats beans and stuff. He has his first delivery box.
I'd rather eat bugs.
Speaking of which, we are going to be eating bugs here on Sportsy Talk. We, as part of our Sportsy Talk investigation into MLB, Major League Baseball stadium food, we have tried bacon on a stick from the Yankees.
It was very good.
It was delicious. It was a half-pound slab of bacon on a stick, and that's it. Bacon on a stick. I don't see how anybody can beat that. But the Seattle Mariners are going to try... The Seattle Mariners at their stadium, they are serving toasted grasshoppers.
Ooh,
and,
sounds delicious.
The kind Rebecca Hale from the Seattle Mariners organization has promised to send us a box of spicy toasted grasshoppers to try on the air so we can see what it is that the fans in Seattle are eating.
Should I save the hint of lime nachos for next week
to go with the spicy grasshoppers? Yeah, toasted grasshoppers. I think Seattle has got to be like the Williamsburg of the United States, don't you think? I mean, it's just full of hipsters and
I imagine
people eating.
Well, that was like the Portlandia song, the dream of the 90s is alive in Portland. I think it's I think it extends to the entire Northwest.
I lived in Portland. I liked it there, but it was pre Portlandia. I mean, it was always.
So they weren't aware of how wacky they were, and then now it's been pointed out to them.
Yeah, well, they were a little bit, iffy then, but they got really crazy later on. I was there like when Olympia was like full of bad Olympia beer and grunge bands and things. So I was in the kind of the grunge years.
Kill Rock Stars.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know, Nirvana.
Yeah, they were good. I like those guys.
Yeah. So you know that era. So it was kind of pre Twee. You know?
Pre-Twee.
Yeah, pre-Twee. Then with Twee later. We could talk about some different kinds of sports, but I do want to let people know that we have a very special guest coming up in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. We're going to be talking to Daniel Franco, who is a baseball hero of mine. And I think our listeners will agree. If you go to our today's comments page at WFMU.org and look at the show's comments page, you can see a picture of Daniel Franco's Little League team, and they are probably the most badass Little League team in the world. So we're going to be talking to Daniel about how his team got their name and how they're doing, and I don't even know what position he plays, so we'll be asking him a lot of questions. And if you have questions for Daniel, all you have to do is type them in on the comments board, and we'll relay those questions when we do the interview.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be great.
I like the youth. The youth.
The youth of today.
I believe that the children are the future. If you teach them well and let them lead the way. Oh, hey, Call Screener John's here.
Call Screener John!
John P., the People's Call Screener.
The People's Call Screener
is in the house.
Third member of the
most important member, really.
Most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and he's here. So you could even call Screener John, and if you had some
questions,
want
to talk to him.
But we're not going to
ask him about Clay Buchholz and the Phillies. How that's going? I think they should.
That's mean.
Whenever they put Clay Buchholz in a game, they should play that. I'm a fire starter. I'm your fire starter. He gave up like 700 runs the other day in one game. That was not good.
No, that was not good.
Then he's now in the DL for being terrible. Yeah, sometimes they just put a guy on the injured reserve list just because they're awful and they just can't figure out what to do with them.
Mm-hmm. And you see, we might as well go on with baseball. Did you see the Chicago White Sox had an all-Garcia outfield?
That's amazing. I can't believe that hadn't happened before. So it was like they had a Garcia in right field, left field, and center field.
Yeah, there was a VCL.
On my fantasy team.
Garcia,
he's good.
He's right fielder.
He's the
yeah.
best player, the yeah. best Garcia of the bunch.
Lourdes Garcia was in center field, and a new guy that they just brought up, Willie Garcia, was in left.
I mean, there had to have been a time where most of the Marx Brothers were playing baseball together. Like, you know, Harpo at short and, you know, whatever it is. But
I don't know if they were sportsy.
You don't think they were sportsy?
No, do you think?
I think Groucho seems sportsy to me. You know, he's a talker. You know, he's one of those guys that would,
I think the Three Stooges had movies where they were like football players and things.
Yeah, but the football would stop and they would just be like, they would just hit each other.
Yeah.
Wise guy, throw me the ball.
What else is going on?
I look like Curly a little bit because I shaved my beard off. And now
is
I just
that
look,
what
like
you look
a,
like?
Yeah, I look like a bald fat guy now.
Well, as long as it's you and not me that looks like a bald fat guy.
No, you look good.
I don't care. Thank you.
Definitely.
I feel good. Noah Syndergaard, pitcher for the Mets.
He's good.
He's
Thor
good.
Is Thor. His nickname.
Yeah, just because he's like Scandinavian, they have to.
Is that why?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Syndergaard, yeah.
He's got long blonde hair.
Yeah, Thor.
He's tall and
muscly. He doesn't like the wave.
The Wave. Well, he's also scared of mascots. He's scared of mascots.
But he objects to the Wave. He finds the Wave objectionable.
Why would he find it objectionable?
I don't know, but when other teams do it, he tweets about how stupid it is and how they lost the game because their fans did the Wave and stuff.
The wave is usually done at a field when nothing's going on the field, to the point where people start standing up in like the left field area and go, "Hey, let's start the Wave."
Yeah.
Because it takes a while for the Wave to get going.
It's stupid.
It's remarkably dumb.
And it's as dumb as waving those little towels around. I never got that.
I don't like those either. You can only do those in Pittsburgh because they have the terrible towels, and that's their thing. Because I think that was the first place they did it.
Yeah.
They give them out during the playoffs to a bunch of teams.
The Padres used to have those, though.
Yeah, they're awful.
Padres used to.
No, I think that was just to. They would just do that so you couldn't see that no one else was sitting in the field.
I know I've told you this before, but when the Padres played the Yankees in the World Series, which right away that's a laugh line, but it really happened, and they got blown out in four games.
They lost in four games,
of course. But they were in Yankee Stadium. Some of the Padres fans came to Yankee Stadium to see their team lose, and they were waving those little towels around their heads, you know?
Yeah.
And the Yankee fans took them and set them on fire.
Yikes. Well, then.
Yeah. Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
Well, terrible news for the Pittsburgh, what are they, the Pirates?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes, they are. Oh. Sterling Marte was suspended for 80 games for violating
the... A steroid or something.
Like
right?
A real one. I think one that you inject, not like one of those where I was taking boob pills to like kick my system back in because my testicles don't work anymore. Like not one of those. That was like a Manny thing.
On this team. We're having a child on this show today. You have to like...
Those are all perfectly fine words.
I don't care. You have to be nice.
I'm being nice.
All right, so it wasn't like an accidental steroid.
No, he said, but he made it sound like, gee, I just didn't know what was going on. But I think it's something you have to kind of inject in your butt with a shot.
How if you're injecting something?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah,
it's not okay.
I mean, didn't A-Rod say that though? He said like he didn't know that what he was
injecting. Well, but those guys had like creams that they were rubbing on things and stuff like that.
He injected stuff.
Did he?
I think.
They all thought it was a B vitamin shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is that nandrolene is something that Roger Clemens got, they allegedly bagged for. That was with Brian McNamee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Said that he was doing to him.
Yeah.
Among other things, putting it in his butt.
I don't know. I think if you're a professional athlete and you're making millions of dollars a year and somebody says, oh, hey, you know, I'm not a doctor, let me give you a vitamin shot. I mean, don't you question that a little more than just like, oh yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well,
I mean,
Brian McNamee was just some dude, so it wasn't even
I'm
a doctor.
That's
it's just like
saying.
A guy
he's
who's
not, he's not even a doctor. That's what I'm saying. It's like
just like, hey,
just
can
like,
you come up to my room and put something in my butt with a hypodermic needle?
Just stop saying that.
Frederick's on the board asks, what about the Alou brothers? I know Philippe Alou was a coach.
Yeah.
And that his son was Moises Alou. I don't know. Are there more? How many?
Are there more Alous?
See, they were the Molina brothers.
The Molina brothers.
They could all play together, but they would all be catchers. They would all be in catchers' gear or whatever.
They're all catchers.
Like, even their cousins are catchers and stuff.
There's like three Molinas, right? But they don't play on the same team, and they all play the same position. You got to get like...
Yeah, yeah. They're the catching Molinas.
Yeah.
I don't know what the...
It's like the Walendas or something.
Yeah.
It's like a...
I'm unaware of the Alou brothers. Like, I only knew Moises and Philippe. So maybe the other ones were older.
Hey, do you have that? Do you have the song that we're gonna play while we?
Oh yeah, I can probably get that going.
Because I think we've exhausted Major League Baseball. Or we have
that's
to hold,
it. That's the whole thing.
We have to hold some for Bullpen Betty because I think Bullpen.
Oh, Bullpen Betty's going.
I think she'll be calling later.
She's terrific.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She does a nice job.
Big Yankees fan.
Is she? Oh. Okay.
Oh. Golly. All right. So do you have?
I'm working on it.
You know, we're gonna play it.
What do you think? I had
song?
It all set up beforehand.
Well, it would be nice if you did.
I'm not like a professional DJ like
Clearly not.
Let me see here.
All right.
This is me typing. I don't know if you can hear. Usually, you just hear me chewing or drinking. This is me typing. It's a whole different thing.
Golly. What?
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I mean, I can find the other one that we don't want to play. Oh, here it is.
Okay. Which one are we
ready?
Which one are we playing?
A corn.
Okay, yeah, this is a song called The Illuminati.
It should be.
And then while that's playing, we'll get our guest on the air. Okay, we're going to see if this worked. WFMU, you're probably on the air. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yay, it worked. We did it. Okay, everybody, this is Bill Franco and his son Daniel Franco. Welcome you guys to WFMU and to Sportsy Talk.
Glad to be here.
Okay, we're glad. We're glad to have you. Daniel, can we ask you some questions about your Little League team?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the name of your team?
Illuminati.
Okay, how did you come up with that? First off, you live in Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Iowa, and I never heard of the Illuminati, I think, till I was in college. So how did you even know that name?
On the internet.
Yeah. It's a big improvement from when I was a kid. We had no internet when I was a kid.
Yeah, so. We didn't have the internet, so we didn't know. So when you picked that name for your Little League team, did kids come up with different names and then vote, or did they just say, oh, Daniel, you picked the name for us, or how did that happen?
We kind of voted. We had different names.
What were some of the other names?
The Sharks, the Eagles, and then the Juicers.
Yeah, the
Sharks,
Juicers.
Eagles. Juicers is not a bad. That's a pretty good name.
No, I don't, he's writing it down.
Juicers. Well,
one of our sponsors was a juice. One of the families has a juice company, and so one of my assistant coaches wanted to have a name that was a little bit irreverent, and so his first one of the suggestions he made to the kids was Juicers, but that went over their heads a little bit. So
I think
we got different names, Star Wars related names or things like that, and then Daniel thought up the Illuminati. So
I
didn't know what the Illuminati was until this last year myself, Bronwyn. So
that's great.
So you're not alone.
Okay, well, thanks for that. I like that Juicers went over their heads, but they knew what Illuminati were. That was pretty great.
And they're sharp uniforms, man. Like,
oh, yeah,
I think these would
uniforms.
Sell well.
Yeah. Can you describe the uniforms for us, Daniel? Like, what color are they?
It's navy blue, and on the top left corner, it says Illuminati in, like, cursive, and back has our name and number on it.
And you guys have a patch on the arm, right?
Yeah, on our right or...
Left.
On our left shoulder.
Uh-huh. And what's what does the patch look like?
Black, and it says trust no one, and it has Illuminati on it.
It has an unblinking eye. It has an unblinking eye and a pyramid, and it says trust no one.
No, they're really good looking uniforms.
The Illuminati makes it, the trust no one makes it a little difficult to buy into, our call signals and, stealing bases because they tend not to trust anyone. And take it
it thwarts the base play.
That's great. So how do other teams get intimidated by you guys? I mean, does the name kind of scare them?
Well, we just kind of started real one game so far, and we haven't really talked to the other teams, but we have another Old Grange travel team, and they think it's like a funny name.
They think it's a funny name?
Yeah.
And you guys can you tell me, maybe Bill could explain really quickly what a travel team is, because I had never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. We play in our local Little League, and that's a big thing in our town. And we have we're a smaller suburb, but we have a very active Little League for all age groups and for girls softball and also for disabled kids. But we also try to some parents get together and put together teams to have the kids a chance to play a few more games than they would play in Little League. You know, there are full-time travel teams that go out where people spend lots of money and they play 60 games a year and are really very serious. But this is like a part-time travel team made up of just kids in our town and who are participating in our Little League who, like to play some games on the weekend. And we play on Sunday mornings just with other suburbs in the area. So we don't travel too far afield. We're pretty low-keyed about it. But when we play, we love to play and have a great time.
That's good. So the Little League games are actually in your town, and then you have a kind of an expanded team that goes out and plays other towns?
Exactly.
Cool. What position do you play, Daniel?
I really like playing three different positions.
Wow.
Pitcher, second base, and shortstop.
Which one do you like best? What's your favorite position, do you think?
I can't really decide between Shortstop and pitcher.
Being a pitcher is cool, but I mean, shortstop's like one of the most important. That's really like,
yeah,
that's
really.
Yeah,
I used to play shortstop. I love shortstop.
Yeah, shortstop's pretty
shortstop's
cool.
Fun.
I never got to play shortstop because I was
kind of
slow. Yeah, I was a catcher because like you could go and pick the ball up eventually, whenever.
Well, your New York listeners would like to probably know that Daniel's favorite number is number 5. So, you know, your Yankee fans probably could associate with, or you know, with that a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. You know, today is the, I think, the 94th anniversary of the opening of Yankee Stadium.
94th?
I think.
Wow.
The house that Roos built. Although it's not there anymore.
They moved it across the street.
Yeah, they got a new one. But, you know, yeah.
They wanted a steakhouse in there and, you know, a couple of different things.
This is the anniversary. What do you guys...
Well, I just want to, you know, stress that we are just a little humble youth travel baseball team. So we have very, very little to do with... plans of world domination or currency manipulation and the like.
We're just, currency manipulation,
well, you know,
I like that.
They're young
the
yet.
Comments on Twitter regarding you know, other things associated with the Illuminati and how we're raising our kids are a little untrue. So it's kind of funny seeing the reaction, you know, as what's out there. And as to anything about meddling with the most recent presidential election.
That wasn't you guys? Okay.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't them.
So speaking of currency manipulation, are you guys selling merchandise from your team or anything? Can I get a hat?
It's not a bad idea. They're good looking.
Yeah, we are.
You are? Okay. And does the money go to support your team, the Little League?
Oh, it supports our travel team and Little League.
Okay. So how
we're kind of taken aback by the whole reaction. You know, I think on the first day after it was one of our coaches tweeted the picture of his son,
mm-hmm.
We were one of the top trending items on Twitter. I think we had 2 million views and 100,000 likes and multiple requests for raising for purchasing uniforms and things like that, or the hat on jersey. But I think we're going to have a Kickstarter site hopefully next day or two.
Okay.
We do have a you know, a Twitter feed now and also an Instagram account. But you know, the goal is to raise money to, in part, to support our team. But I think our goal here is to look for uses for that for things beyond us. You know, whether it be our Little League or activities here in the town or something else that's you know, charitable beyond our little team. Because you know, I don't think we necessarily need that many funds. We're pretty low key as it is. So can we raise some money? We'd like to do some good with it.
Oh, cool.
That's nice. That's great. So what's your Twitter account? How can people follow the Illuminati on Twitter?
Sure. So for Twitter, it's at Illuminati Ball. It's Illuminati. It's a mouthful. Ball. Yeah. Illuminati Ball. And on Instagram, it's at Illuminati Baseball.
Okay.
And like I said, a Kickstarter, hopefully in the next day or two, that'll have some pictures of the various, you know, merchandise, I guess you'd say, that'll be available.
Okay, well, that's great. I think we'll be on there helping out with that. For definitely, we like that. We like the
the
hats are great.
Best of luck with everything, but it's they're sharp looking uniforms, and I hope you guys have a great season.
Yeah, good luck, and thank you for talking to us on Sportsy Talk.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel. Good luck, and thanks, Bill and Daniel.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Take care.
You too. Weren't they great?
Yeah, they're very nice guys.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're Midwesterners.
Yeah. I wanted to ask what their favorite...
oh, yeah, I forgot. Did I skip ahead? Did I say goodbye?
No, I thought it was, you know, 10 minutes is enough, right? You know,
we did a great job. They're great guys.
Yeah,
you know, everybody loves it. Everybody says it's the greatest sports interview that we've ever done.
And it was. I think it really was. They were very good.
I believe it.
But I wanted to ask Daniel what his favorite Major League Baseball team was.
They live in the Chicago area.
So it's probably either the Cubs or the White Sox. But the Yankees just creamed the White Sox last night. So
the White Sox are kind of rough right now.
I thought it was probably better not to bring that up.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
We don't know. Everybody look for at Illuminati Ball.
I put it up on the
it's on
playlist.
And if you go to our playlist, you'll also see a picture of the team.
Those are great looking uniforms. I mean,
they're really nice.
They used to just give us,
right?
They had these like polyester uniforms that like had been passed down from generations and generations. So like I was on the Orioles at one point and they're like, here's a bunch of Orioles uniforms. Kids, go crazy. Uh-huh. But this is way better if you get to name your own team.
Nice. Yeah, they're nice looking uniforms.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we were, we didn't have like proper uniforms. We had like these kind of bad, you know, well, I guess they were hand-me-downs too, but we got to pick our own team name anyway. So our team name was the Blackhawks, and we had
Blackhawks.
Yeah, we had black.
That's
uniforms.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so we were going.
So you were terrifying too. You
yeah,
were scared.
We were trying to be terrifying. Yeah, didn't work. All right, 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to talk to us on Sportsy Talk. Oh, I should put the thing back up, right? There we go. what else is going on? The Boston Marathon. You know all about that, right?
I didn't watch it.
Well, why would you watch it? My God, why would you?
Well, it used to be fun because everybody had the day off in Boston on Patriots Day.
Well, they did yesterday.
Yeah, so you would stay home and get drunk and watch
Patriots Day. That's
what they call
weird.
It.
That's so weird. I know. Why do you have that holiday up there?
I don't know. I think it's because of the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's all right.
I think that's what it's supposed
to do.
Well,
it put off taxes for another day. So today is actually...
It did that nationally? See, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it was a national put-off thing.
Yeah, so today is the actual last day of your taxes. So
better
do
your taxes.
File by midnight.
Uh-oh. Run.
I brought you something for the holiday.
You did?
I brought you some Easter candy.
You did?
Yeah.
Is it delicious? Can I chew it on the air?
You can chew it on the air.
Yay!
It's falling out. I had the paper.
Okay, Danny D says my fantasy team should be the Illuminati.
No, that's stupid. That doesn't work, Danny.
Kat says yes, so I don't know. I guess now I have to do it. Kat in Chicago. By the way, I'm the Trish O and husband.
Oh, right. Yeah. And
WFM new DJ.
Yeah, and I was adopted by Joshua V, so I am the Joshua V Sportsy Talk co-host for 2017. This is a Palmer? Milk chocolate bunny, chocolate bunny, with the ears eaten off.
Yeah, that's usually what...
I ate the ears.
That's what they say everybody eats first, is the ears.
Yes, I ate the ears, and I'm giving the rest
to
you.
Does the duck taste like a... See, it's got a little yellow duck and a flower.
It's holding a duck and
Do the other colors taste like anything, or
Well, they taste
like
lemon? Sugar. They're like solid sugar.
Oh, delicious.
I can't believe you're eating that.
Why wouldn't I eat it?
I ate the... ears off it already.
Your mouth is cleaner than mine.
Well, I'm sure that's true.
Oh, there was a... Sorry.
What happened?
I should be chewing and talking different times.
Yeah, don't chew.
The Alou brothers.
Yes.
Jesus, Maddie, and Philippe.
Uh-huh.
So this is from 1963 for the San Francisco Giants.
That's before anybody was born.
Yeah. I mean, okay, not everybody. I mean, some people were alive.
Nobody was born.
Not me.
No, not Daniel Frank.
Apparently they did play in the same outfield together. They just never started a game
Garcias the first. They're not brothers though. That's the difference. The Garcias are just random Garcias.
These are actual brothers, the Alous.
Yeah,
the Garcias are
brothers.
Just there's Garcia is a very common name.
Yeah, and the Molinas are brothers and cousins.
Molinas
and whatnot,
yeah, there was the one best Molina was a cousin, I think, of the actual player.
Yeah.
I'm going to say okay, I say things with authority that I have no idea.
Yeah, well, that's how you do it. I mean, we just pretend that we know what we're talking about. 201-209-9368 if you want to pretend with us that you know what you're talking about.
Bridget says, Illumjim Naughty.
That's just dumb.
Naughty. No,
N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
Yeah, that's very punny. Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay,
so the Boston Marathon, right?
Yeah, how's the Boston Marathon going?
Do you know who Catherine Switzer is?
Yes. There was a lot of articles about her.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the 50th anniversary this year of the first woman to run the Boston Marathon, and she had to run it like on the sly.
And that was her.
Yeah, and she ran again this year.
Yeah, she's run every year.
I don't know that that's true.
I think she's run every year.
That's not true.
I think this is her 50th marathon.
No,
it is.
You are incorrect.
I'm saying it with authority, though. Come on.
No. So she.
No, I'm saying it with authority.
I have too much chocolate in my mouth.
Yeah, don't eat that.
No,
did you eat that?
She wanted to run the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Had somebody get the bib?
Yeah, yeah.
For
women,
her,
women weren't allowed to run.
I didn't realize this because they should do a movie about it or something like that.
Yeah.
She wasn't allowed to run the marathon, so she had some buddies with her, mm-hmm. and she was kind of like skulking about or something like that out in Hopkinton, I think is where it begins or something like that. One of those places.
Hopkinton.
I believe that's where it starts.
Yes.
And she had the bib.
We got a call.
And somebody, and she had like some guy get it for her. And then she pinned it to herself and started running. And there's this really famous picture of, and I don't know if the guy won an award for that picture or just he would have won an award.
Yeah.
There's a picture of like the guy who ran, like is the big boss of the race trying to take the bib number off of her. And she was running with this hammer thrower who was her boyfriend, like an Olympic hammer thrower who's just like, no, and just pushes him. Like out of the picture.
Great.
So.
So she did run yesterday though on the 50th anniversary.
On the 50th anniversary
of the first time she ran and was the first woman to run. So congratulations to her. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
It's the New York Yankees fortune teller.
Yay! I could tell. Yay, Bullpen Betty. Welcome.
As Bullpen Betty, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. You know, I can tell it's you because you take that little breath before you speak. I know that sound now, that little...
I'm getting geared up to...
I know, to talk about it. Okay, tell us about how awesome the Yankees are right now.
Well, right now, the Yankees have won 8 in a row, which I don't believe has happened since 1998, when they went on to win, like, 111 games and win the World Series.
In a row? Yeah, I think they won 12 in a row since... No, 10. 10 in a row since then. But
so,
8 in a row is great.
I just... Like, I had said on New York One...
Yes, when you were on television.
You were on television for like 10 minutes. I was like... That was the longest.
Was 2.5.
New York One guy's just like, hey man, tell us everything you know about the Yankees, and you're like, well, in fact, I will tell you everything I know about the Yankees.
He gave me the microphone, you know, he put it in my face, and I talked for a few seconds, and then he sort of like nudged it again. I was like, oh, I guess he wants me to keep going. So
you just kept going.
Good thing I had something to say, right?
Yep.
So, like I said, starting pitching needed to come around, and it did, and we're winning. And I still think that my volleyball story was of great influence.
You think that was inspiring to the team?
I do.
The fact that you told your volleyball story.
It inspired just minions of kids around.
No, because
the
they've won, what is it, 8 or 9 games in a row or something
eight in
like
row,
that?
We just said.
8,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so Severino's pitching tonight. Headley doesn't appear to be in the starting lineup, so.
Chase Headley, he's on fire.
I mean, who knew? He was like the wet mop dish rag guy last year, and now he's like the greatest player of
he's
our
amazing.
Lifetime.
Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And they're beating the White Sox, so we didn't bring up the White Sox to our.
Yeah, they're awful. The White Sox are terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, are we that good to make all these teams look bad? Are these teams just that bad, or do we really just like playing at home a lot?
I think the team is built to play in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but,
always
I mean,
been the case.
The only thing you can do is play the teams that they... I mean, you got to play all the teams on the schedule, right? I mean, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right, but we started out, you know, in the horrible stadium in Tampa and did crappy, and then in Camden Yards and did crappy, and then we come home and we haven't lost yet. You know what? The only other team who hasn't lost at home yet?
Who? I don't know.
Am I supposed
Atlanta
to guess?
Atlanta Braves.
They have a new stadium down
in
Atlanta.
A new stadium.
Some kind of weird.
Yeah, it's
park.
Out. It's out in the suburbs where nobody can get to it.
No, right, I thought that was there. Right. I thought they were moving closer to their fan. I have no.
Well, their
they
fans
don't know what
are all
doing.
In the suburbs.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, they can't get there.
So I don't know. You know, we'll see. We'll see what. We'll see if it's a home team. It's a home game thing. If everybody stinks. If we're like the greatest team ever. I don't know. But now, I'll take it because I think pretty much everybody. Is surprised that
Major League teams play the same number of games away as home?
Yes.
They would have to, right?
Yes.
Yes, so...
Unless there's a rainout, and then it doesn't matter because they're 50
yeah.
games out of first or something
right.
like that. They might not
right.
make up a game or something
yeah.
like that. No, but everybody plays, 81 on the road and 81 at home.
Okay.
So, I have another story for you guys.
Jesus. Of course you do!
I try to think
what
of
is it? I wonder.
You
well, that's lovely.
Sporty.
Thank you. No, we love that you're sportsy.
I don't want to just be sports. I want to also be sportsy.
Sportsy.
You got to branch out. You know,
right.
now that with the big New York One interview.
I think you guys know I had a podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't done it for a couple of years with Gigo.
Uh huh.
And I used to get, you know, some known people to be on my podcast.
Oh, you did.
I got no athletes.
Oh.
But I got some, like, musicians and music business people who like not even baseball sometimes. They like sports. And
yeah.
Sometimes they didn't even like sports.
Uh-huh.
But
that sounds like our show.
Nobody who hears our show likes sports.
That's right.
So it fits right in. So I, the best one that I did, though, was with Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We know him.
I interviewed him in his bar, Manitoba's,
mm-hmm.
on Avenue B.
Yes.
And he was the greatest interview I had. And as so in case
why was
your
he
audience
the,
doesn't know,
why
the
was,
lead singer of the Dictators, NYC.
Yeah. Why was he the greatest interview?
So he's born in the Bronx, and he's a huge Yankee fan,
uh-huh.
diehard, lifelong.
There you go.
And one of the funniest things that anybody ever said on our show, and we would edit it down, but we kept this in, was I said, well, what happened, what did you do in 1986 when the Mets were playing the Red Sox?
Uh-huh.
And he said that he prayed that the two teams' airplanes collided. <in
flight>. Wow.
Oh, that's harsh, Handsome
Dick.
No,
I thought that was great because, you know, he couldn't root for, what was he going to do?
No, I know, he couldn't root for either one of them, right?
Right.
That's funny.
That's a good one. Handsome
so that's,
Dick
Manitoba. That's my sportsy tale for the week.
Thank you. Thank you. Come back next week with another one.
I will. I'll come up with it. I'll try. It's hard to top that one. But
I know, that's pretty great. Well, we'll, did you see there's a, on the internet, there's a picture of a fan at a baseball game. You know how people get personalized jerseys with, like, their last name and then a number on them?
Oh, yeah, that was
them?
Funny. The Washington Nationals, at
yeah.
one of the games, there was the shirt said Impeach.
And where, the, where the name would be, it says Impeach, and then the number is 45.
Oh, my God. I saw that you posted that on Twitter, I think, right?
Yeah.
And I only caught the Impeach thing. I didn't notice the number 45. That's genius.
Yep, Impeach 45. There's a Nationals fan wearing that.
Wow, that's
pretty funny.
And he's in Washington.
Yeah, he's in Washington,
He was
too.
At the game, yeah,
yeah.
He's probably in Washington more than the actual president is, though.
Probably. Yeah, he's off playing golf. I mean, he complained about Obama playing so much golf, but he's been down there like...
He should invite Obama to play golf. They both like golf. They could play golf together at, Mar-a-Lago or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, my
sure.
God.
He's always down there.
Obama's nice got plenty well. Of time in his hands now, man, yeah. you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he was dying to hang out with Donald Trump.
They have a strange bond, you know.
Yeah.
There's only like five other people in the world that have ever that are alive that have ever been president. So, like,
yeah.
you know,
that's true.
They could play golf together.
Just like I'm sure, you know, Al Gore and Hillary Clinton get together and go.
You know, I saw.
I'm sure they chill out together.
Wait, in my neighborhood the other night.
You saw Al Gore?
I did on the street.
Does he have a beard still? He had a beard for a
no,
while.
He freaked out for a while and had
yeah,
a beard.
He was looking
he
like a
look
hermit.
Like a Unabomber. He was about twice as wide as I remember him, and he had definitely like gray hair. And he was with like probably his grandson or something, like a 13, 14-year-old kid.
Uh huh.
And it was by Zabar's on the Upper West
oh,
Side.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so if we go hang out there, we might run
in. Yeah, we're going to go run in. We're going
to
go there after the show.
I guess
we'll
they don't get
him.
Secret Service if you're just the vice president, right?
Wait, he doesn't get Secret Service
maybe the
anymore?
13-year-old was a Secret Service.
Maybe.
They give you an intern.
Secret Service interns. Okay, Betty, thanks a lot.
Right.
And we'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Right,
see you, Betty.
I'm assuming we're going to talk to her next week. I mean, that's kind of an
we
assumption.
Always assume.
We always have talked to Bullpen Betty.
Catherine Switzer
yes.
won the 1974 New York City Marathon.
And
she came did. In second in the 1975 Boston Marathon. And ran this year's marathon in 4 hours and 44 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Started in the first
Somebody
wave.
Old. She's old, right?
She's 70.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, she didn't run it every year.
She
just,
did.
No.
I'm saying she did.
No.
I don't care.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, it is.
Marathoners don't do that. Oh, there was one, the big Boston Marathon thing that everybody was used to was the guy who pushed his son, so his son was in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy pushed, I think they've stopped doing it, too, but they were the only ones who did it every year.
Okay.
Or the guy Rogers, who had won 1 year, I think he used to do it every year. But it's hard. I mean, it's a lot of work, you know.
What, the marathon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny D says the Illuminati, as in the Philippa
Lou. Oh,
that's
good. That's good. Okay, well done, Danny D. These are all comments from our comments board at WFMU.org, so you can go on there. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. Give call screener John something to do, because he comes all the way to be here with us.
Just to chill with us.
Yeah.
I ate the Sunny Bunny, too. I should have split it with him.
Oh, no, he doesn't want that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's
you
nasty
think he wants
taste.
Some?
It's nasty tasting, and it has all the... ears eaten off of it.
Okay, so Derek Carr, quarterback of the now Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders,
once they build a billion-dollar stadium.
It's going to be like years and years.
Yeah, so they're staying in Oakland, right? Where are they going?
Hypothetically, they may be run out of town on a rail or something.
Yeah,
like they may have
they
to go play
do?
At like some other place.
What are they going to do? I mean, where can they play? They can't play anywhere else.
They can move out of town to another place in between. Like, I don't know. There must be some place that needs a football team.
But not that has a stadium, right?
There's plenty of stadiums there.
Where?
Detroit, they still have that big...
Detroit?
It's kind of overrun.
So because they're going from Oakland to Detroit...
No, I'm saying, I was just saying...
To Las Vegas because they can't...
There must be some stadium around.
I think they have to stay in Oakland.
They could move to Vancouver or something like that.
I think they have to stay in Oakland until they build Las Vegas.
Well, they have a contract,
yeah. They'll never build Las Vegas.
No, it's gonna take years and years for them to build Las Vegas.
Okay, so what does...
But he was saying that if Raiders fans are real Raiders fans...
Yes.
And then when the team moves to Vegas, if they stop following them, then they're not real Raiders fans.
Well,
what do you think about that? That's just ridiculous, right?
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, what your team just moved away.
Yeah, I mean, like...
What do you think?
They've already left Oakland once. They left Oakland to move to Los Angeles in the 80s and then moved back because they couldn't get crowds in Los Angeles either.
Well, that's like the Los Angeles Rams back in the old days when there was a fearsome foursome and Rosie Greer and all that stuff. And then they moved to St. Louis, right?
Which was weird, but then they did pretty well in St. Louis.
Yeah, but I mean, all those Los Angeles fans didn't stay Rams fans. And then they moved back
I wondered about that, if they did or not.
I don't think they did. And then they moved back to... When they moved back to Los Angeles, people in St. Louis were out building bonfires with their jerseys and stuff.
Well, see, there's a show I watch because remember we used to have we were watching the Army show, the Fox Army show a couple years ago. Remember, we've been doing this show for 1,000 years.
What are you talking about?
There was a show called Enlisted, and we interviewed one of the writers, and I was watching the show.
I got in trouble
with Twitter.
Okay, let me just say one thing. I never watched that show.
Okay.
And you interviewed that woman because you had a crush on her.
I never even met her.
You have crushes on people that you just make up.
I never even met her. I don't even know.
We had to talk to her on the air. It had nothing to do with sports.
This combines with the sports thing that I want to.
Okay, but I never watched that show. So don't say that we
now
watched
one of the one of the characters from that show, one of the actresses, is on a new show called Life in Pieces.
Are you going to make us interview?
Well, now
her
I might
now?
Because I'm curious because they all wear Rams jerseys.
Yes.
And they're from Los Angeles, but the show's been on for 2 years. So were they already cheering for the Rams? Did they? I don't understand. Because it's Diane Weist.
Is it supposed to?
It's Tom Hanks's son, Angelique Cabral. What? It's a good show. No, it's a terrific show. Thomas Sadowski, he's terrific.
What are you talking about?
It's a good show.
Is it supposed to be taking place in St. Louis?
I didn't know because they were all wearing Rams shirts.
Well, that seems to indicate that it
so
was supposed
they've
to be
moved,
taking place.
Either they're in Los Angeles because the weather's nice all the time.
Well, that's
so either
not St. Louis,
either yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to have to find out. Maybe Angelique Cabral can come on the show next week and. Let us know.
I think next week our friends at the Seattle Mariners are going to be sending us some toasted spicy grasshoppers. We will be trying them live on the show. And
delicious.
We will report.
I'm sure.
And then we're going to have to get a hold of the Houston Astros because they also serve toasted grasshoppers.
They do. So we should have a toasted grasshopper off.
Taste off.
Now, do we know if grasshoppers should be heated up? Like, what are we going to do with these grasshoppers?
I think they're just room temp.
Is that true?
I think so.
Are you just making that up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course. Did I say it with authority? Yes.
I mean, no, you had sounded like you were saying
listeners, if you know how we're supposed to eat the grasshoppers, do we heat them up or do we eat them at room temp? 201-209-9368. Let us know if you have eaten a grasshopper, if you've eaten a crunchy cricket. If you want to give us some advice on this, but we will get a hold of the Astros and we'll ask them for some too.
Ken from Hyde Park has a good point.
Yes,
the San Diego Chargers just moved to Los Angeles, so that stadium is available if the Raiders needed to move someplace.
Oh, if they wanted to go to
San
Diego.
In the meantime, because Oakland's a little rough. I mean, Oakland.
That's an excellent suggestion.
Those Raiders fans from Oakland are terrifying.
Yeah,
the black hole.
Yeah. So they could send.
So if you need to get out of town in a hurry, there's a stadium down in San Diego. It's a lovely town.
That's an excellent idea.
And Dale says he loves Life in Pieces and that Tom Hanks' son's wife is smoking hot on that show. I can't remember her name, Chloe something.
Oh, golly.
But Angelique Cabral.
I don't know who that is.
She's funny.
I don't know anything about
Dale says James Brolin and Diane Weist are funny too. It's a good show.
I don't like Diane Weist.
How could you not like Diane Weist?
She was in some movie.
Don't speak. Don't speak.
She was in a movie with Woody Allen.
Yeah, don't speak.
Before I quit going to Woody Allen movies, and she took Woody Allen in the movie. She took him to CBGB's. Like she ever went there? It was just the most.
You don't think Diane Weist hung out at CBGB's?
No, I think it was disgusting that he. It was Woody Allen's fault.
I don't understand the Ramones. I just don't understand.
I know. It's just so awful.
Annie,
I hate everything. Shut up.
I just want to marry my daughter.
Stop.
It used to be a better impression, but I haven't watched his movies in a while.
I will never see
one of
his.
It's hard to
again.
Deal with him.
He's a dreadful person. All right. The NBA.
The grasshoppers are not chocolate coated.
No, they're not. They're spicy. They got chili powder and stuff on them. Chili powders. Yeah.
Spicy grasshoppers.
Spicy
reheat.
Grasshoppers reheat.
Well, I'll try to track down somebody from the Astros.
No, why don't you let me do that?
Oh, you're going to do that? Because you're the deal maker?
It's much more likely that they'll respond to me, yes. You write those.
See, I always write like...
You get drunk and write these weird emails to people.
What's up? Do you want to come on a show?
Yeah, I write proper emails.
Proper.
I explain ourselves.
I don't
explain. I know. That's
I just assume they're all listening.
Yeah, well, they are. You know. Okay, we got to talk about Eli Manning, though.
Is he in trouble?
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Eli Manning is
like a lot of trouble or just kind of trouble?
Kind of trouble.
Because it's not a big deal. And if Tom Brady had done it, it would have been the guy would have been, you know, crucified on a cross this past week.
Tom Brady eats that weird food, right? He eats something called Tom Brady tacos, right?
Okay, that sounds good.
It's not. It's a tortilla, right?
Yeah.
And then you spend like an hour making these tiny, teeny, tiny lentils called beluga lentils. They're tinier than normal lentils, and they're right. More fussy, and you have to fuss with them.
I'm following
you. Get these, and you put the lentils on the taco, right? On the tortilla.
Yeah.
And then you put, like, way too many chopped up jalapenos on there.
Okay.
Like, way, way, way more than any normal person
would. This is something he really makes?
Eat. Well, this is what's in his box, his TB12.
I want to see what's in Tom Brady's box, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, stop that. Oh, I'm
What are you? Don't dump it.
I'm going to dump it.
Don't dump it. No, take your finger off the thing.
All right, now stop it. Okay, be nice.
All right, but let's talk about Eli Manning.
No. Let's finish talking about Tom Brady's horrible food. And then he puts some lettuce on top of that, and that's it.
What is he? Are you watching the cooking channel with Tom Brady?
No, this is Tom Brady's.
You hate Tom Brady. Why are you watching all this Tom Brady stuff?
Because we're going to be doing food. If we're doing reviews of stadium food, I think we might end up buying one of the Tom Brady, you know, dinner preparation boxes. And that's it. And he eats that. That's it. That's his dinner. It's just terrible.
So what did they bag Eli Manning for?
Okay, so Eli Manning is kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
Because he, there's somebody suing him, a collector suing him, and saying that Eli Manning was fobbing off
helmets
and jerseys.
So I didn't even know they gave away
worn.
Stuff like that.
Well, they don't give it away, they sell it, right? And so he was asking, like, one of the trainers if he had some stuff that was semi, you know, that could pass as game worn.
That's it?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
But with a helmet, I thought you just had one helmet the whole year.
No, they have helmets
they
all
the time.
They
give them away?
Yeah, they got zillions
of
helmets.
WFMU,
you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is Trisha. I own gym.
Yay!
Oh, how nice to hear from you. Trisha.
Oh, guys. You picked the best time to cry.
I can't hear
you. I make lots of children cry.
Listen. I should probably hang up.
Okay,
we're stuck in traffic, so I thought it was a good time to call about the grasshoppers.
It's always a good time to call about the grasshoppers. Thank you for adopting Jim.
Well,
the
call
poet.
Back when you don't have a screaming infant.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'll try
That's
again
okay.
next week.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for adopting me.
Yeah, thank you. I like that you make children cry without it. They didn't even see you.
I know.
And it makes children cry.
She can just, the kid can just tell.
I know.
And I'm just
sure.
trouble.
You are trouble.
Full of grasshoppers.
So anyway, that's the only thing that Eli Manning is alleged to have done, and so somebody's suing him and saying that they bought game used equipment that wasn't game used.
I don't know. Can't he just give him game used equipment now? I mean, like, honestly.
I don't know, you know? I mean, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. Tom Brady learned.
We don't even know that he did anything.
Tom Brady learned.
Whereas when Tom Brady cheats, you know he's cheating because he's a
New No, Tom Brady learned that you just give it to your little minions to, like, deflate the balls in the bathroom when no one is looking.
Right,
that
right.
kind of thing. Yeah. You know. Don't get caught doing it. Sending emails. Hey, do you want me to mess something up?
I don't think.
But if it's from Eli Manning and it's signed, that's pretty cool.
I don't think it's signed.
Oh, it's not even signed?
I don't think so.
Even if it's Eli Manning's helmet, that's still pretty cool.
Do you think Eli Manning has, like, an unusually small head? I mean, what do you think of Eli Manning?
No, I think
Manning's
their heads are gigantic.
Really?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
his brother's head has a Twitter.
When we went to
yeah,
Media Day.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, he's coming right at us.
NFL Media Day, we were
he
really
He looks
close.
Like a bobblehead.
Yeah, Peyton Manning
he walked right by us.
Huge head.
And he was just a giant head-headed person.
He's a huge, huge, huge head.
So
yeah.
I think he must look like that.
You think Eli looks like that?
I don't know. Eli seems like the nicest guy in the world.
There's
no way he does anything wrong, ever.
I know. Eli seems...
He
Eli
just seems like a nice guy. I mean, maybe he's secretly a murderer or something like that.
No, I don't know. That's Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
He's not even a
He's
secret.
Not secretly.
No. Coming up on Morricone Island is something wonderful.
Yeah, what's going on the island tonight, Devin?
Waxwork Records.
Waxwork Records.
Two-hour extravaganza.
Oh, two-hour
extravaganza?
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Well, taking over
exciting.
The 8 o'clock slot.
Extra island tonight.
Extra island.
Stay tuned.
Stuck on the island.
We haven't talked about the record fair coming up. We have to mention
that. Was that next weekend?
No. It's April 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's the weekend
that would be next
after
weekend.
The weekend.
No, that would be
next
this
weekend. No, this
What's the difference between this weekend and next weekend?
It's a week from this weekend.
Yeah, that would be this weekend. I said next weekend, which is next weekend.
It's after that.
No, it's not.
April 28th and 30th.
Next weekend is the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Brooklyn Expo Center, 79 Franklin Street in Greenpoint.
Greenpoint.
How do you get there?
You take the G train.
That's crazy. No one's taking the G train. How close?
Like there's a G train on the weekend.
Once you get, I know, like there's going to be a 7 or an L or any kind of train.
None of those will be working.
Are there buses? So if you take the G train,
you can swim across the East River.
If you take the G train.
You could probably walk across the East River on
probably.
The pollution.
If you take the G train, right?
Yeah, if you take the G train,
how far
yeah.
do you have to walk to get there from the G train?
You have to walk, well, it's alphabetical.
Oh, I don't want to hear about
so
it.
So it's, what's the cross street there?
I don't know. Franklin.
Yeah, so I don't know. Go alphabetical.
From
Clay.
G?
I used to live on Clay, FG.
Oh, you used to live out there?
I used to live at Clay near the Champion Coffee. I used to love to get coffee there. And there was
it's time for us to go.
Acapulco.
You want to do the thing?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can listen to us online at WFMU.org. I think you will, and I think you should.
Yep, and I want to thank our very special guest today, Daniel Franco.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati, Little League team of LaGrange, Illinois, and his dad,
Bill Franco. I think they're going to have a big future, the Illuminati.
Yep, and look for them on Twitter and on Instagram and buy their merch and support their good cause. So thank you, guys. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Oops.